This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Tonight's qualifier episode of American Ninja Warrior on NBC was shot here in Cincinnati
back edition in May. On 91.7.
Some of you may remember
WVXU,
the significant traffic disruption downtown.
The resurgence of the
Others
urban core of Cincinnati,
the throngs of fans
is leading to the redevelopment
street,
of
historic
buildings,
the production.
And the construction
and
of new ones.
Had
but
even
not
closer
all
view.
Design
joining
is
Cincinnati
created.
Edition
we'll discuss
There's
what
been
it takes
criticism
to be
over
an American ninja apartment buildings on both sides of the Ohio River and Natty Ninja gym owner James Wilson, also known as the
Natty
Ninja. Welcome, James.
Cincinnati Edition today. RGB
on the phone is professional slack. Ben Schneider, also known as Reckless Ben.
Hi.
Thanks for joining
Steve
us, Ben.
Kanan.
He's the Director of Community Development. Welcome, Steve.
And WVXU Radio and
513-419-7100
is Killer Keys.
If you'd like to ask an architect
so glad
a question
you could be
about design trends and
Thanks.
What's going on in the construction 513-419-7100
is the number to call if you'd like to ask some questions of these athletes and how the show went to talk at WVXU.
Email us at talk at WVXU.
Or find us on Facebook
or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and
your comments
there and try to get some of those into the show
as well.
So I want to start by talking to about the urban renaissance.
For those in our audience who may not even know what American Ninja Warrior is, just tell us
what
this
past
decade or so.
It's a summer show on NBC. Now it's 11th season. Where here in Cincinnati, there are like 90 some contestants
urban
on an obstacle course. That NBC constructed down on Second Street. There's kind of a trapeze kind of
thing. We have
things
had a chance to rediscover our downtown.
They have to, one
and
is a,
we're not alone in that.
We call shrinking steps. It was
country,
eight
which
steps
is a great
that they had to run,
be,
but each one became smaller and smaller.
But also,
and underneath
Cincinnati
each thing
has had a
is a
unique
pool
opportunity
of water.
To rediscover
so if they fall, or if
and
they're eliminated at that point,
the city that
they go down
so
in the drink,
underutilized,
and it turns red.
So little
and
that
it's hugely popular. The show last week,
so long,
or the last week
this
of June, was like number 8
really been a little bit
for the week,
than many
with like 4.6 million viewers. So,
and your thoughts on that, Marcy?
The networks have found out that these reality competition shows are better than a summer repeat, so they're all over the place in the summer.
And how did Cincinnati land this? You know, you've written about this. We've had it on the show that Cincinnati is huge now for the film and television.
From that.
Industry.
And that's what we've seen
how
on the art
this
side
particular
for sure.
Show
and
you,
both
your firm has
Cincinnati
worked on some very significant
NBC,
projects in the year
and WLWT, the NBC
today,
affiliate.
Some of those on the back
we're lobbying for it.
I'm curious,
they
though,
work
about
with the producers,
the
you know, as you mentioned, close Second Street right in front
in
of the GE Global headquarters and the
any and new interest among younger people who might
Freedom
consider
Center,
this
but it was closed for 10 days. To,
well, certainly,
to
what's going I don't to be think there's enough architects, tonight, so hopefully it has. We're starting to see more and more diversity come into
the
profession.
There will
for
be more Cincinnati.
And we've seen
there's
a resurgence
two
of
hour
people coming back
this is
to Cincinnati that have
the,
felt like they had
Cincinnati
to go study abroad.
Oh, wow,
that are
okay.
coming back
very,
to Cincinnati.
Very cool. And I know we can't talk about how
here,
our athletic guest did on the show, so we can't get into
the
details of how
the
results were
downtown.
But we can talk in general terms about
sometimes
new construction.
And we're also seeing
this was not your first American Ninja Rodeo. You've competed
taking
place
in
some of the historic structures.
Yeah, so this was actually
my
sixth season.
Or why is one more challenging than the other? Or what's the pros and cons?
I know, again, you can't say how far
you got,
or is it
what was different for you, James, this time compared to your previous appearances?
I actually think that there's more challenges.
The energy was different. I was in my hometown. I had a lot of family and friends.
Those buildings that, again, you're looking at this Italian architecture. Architecture. It was built for a whole different time
and
lifestyle, tenement buildings,
kind of built
and things like that. They had commercial
theme,
spaces,
right?
And finding
ninja
a way
training?
To
yeah, actually,
adapt
have
those
a
into
ninja
current
training,
lifestyles
facility,
is,
so.
I think, more challenging.
Well, tell us about it.
Than
oh, it's
something
great.
That is
I realized
when you're dealing
really
with a new building, you always know what you're working and what you're up against once you get out of the ground, anyway.
The athletes that
and
were really OTR, good
we have some
were
of that
training
too,
at their
find
ninja
lagering cellars
so
and things like that. So sometimes even getting
like
out of the ground
Cincinnati,
is a challenge.
You know,
but with new buildings, you know what
ninja
you're up
community
against.
Is a very
and existing buildings, you're always rediscovering
and
those and trying to reposition it so that people
and
have that kind of sense of
so
their own lifestyle,
look like, or what does training look like at your facility? We also hear a lot about
it's very competitive at my facility for sure, and especially now that people know that if you train there, there's an opportunity
to
be on American Ninja Warrior. So we're always changing the obstacles
process.
Because you never know what
it's
you're going to get on the show.
It's absolutely fundamental. We've actually shifted our terminology to resiliency. It's no longer about sustaining, but it's about creating healthy environments for
get them to buy
people
in
inside
to
the
this
buildings,
idea.
But also
you don't.
So that we can prepare for any of the climate change or the weather
yourself?
Pattern changes
yes,
that we've been seeing.
I know
driven down Columbia Parkway lately.
You can order, but
that is the kind
of
stuff that we're trying to ensure that the buildings that we design are prepared for.
You know, what
that was something I wanted to ask about was
how
climate change and that conversation and Ben, who's been patient and waiting for us on the phone,
like
I'm curious how you prepare
absolutely
for this
from,
type of competition.
It's, If I back up, Cincinnati is an interesting place. We have a plethora of resources at our advantage that we can take advantage of. We don't have a shortage of water or daylight. So to be energy conscious is absolutely fundamental, but to do it in a way where being inside the building is healthy is absolutely the most important thing we do.
So how do you, what data are you using to project the types of changes that you have to make as an industry and your approach to architecture and design? What are you looking at? Whereas, you know, climatologists are feeding us all this information and saying this is the type of dangers that may be coming your way in this part of the world. What are you looking at?
Certainly from a standpoint of building systems and building materials, and that's relatively easy in a lot of ways to get your hands around, right? There's always new technology that is making buildings a little bit smarter, making systems that condition the buildings.
So Ben, how do you go about trying out for the show? What are the auditions or the tryouts look like?
I think there's a whole other facet of resiliency that has to do with not just the economic trends, but the demographic trends also. And something that we talk about a lot is, you know, you're looking at the trends that were set by millennials who are moving into downtowns.
Okay, so you mentioned rock climbing. Everyone knows what that is. You also said parkour. And I have a general idea of what that is because a lot of videos go viral and they come to your various news feeds. But give us a brief explanation of what parkour is.
They feel like they need to have their own plot of grass to mow, or they're looking for different schools. When you look at the boomers, they're coming down as two-person families, and inevitably there's a whole other exit strategy for them. How are our cities going to maintain the kind of vibrancy that we've got? So we're trying to design buildings that won't just lease up the first time, but will be resilient so that 5 years and 10 years away, they still are going to be good contributing buildings to the fabric that we have.
When you approach somewhat project that involves a historic structure,
how do you get to be good enough at this? I mean, talk about the early days of getting into this and how you were able to overcome any types of fear and how you were able to become as expert at it as you are.
There's a lot of different facets to that, and some of that has to do with the historic context.
From your mom? From a parent? They wanted you to do this?
We're doing a lot of adaptive reuse that is geared towards historic tax credits and literal preservation of fabric. We need to be very careful about windows. We need to be very careful about exterior materials. The historic guidelines, the Secretary of the Interior guidelines, are very strict. Relative to what you can and can't do to change the appearance or even the historical context of the building. So you always have to figure out very creative ways to provide the kind of insulation or kind of envelope that you want to have so that your systems can be efficient.
Are we seeing more recycled materials used in design
part of your neck at one point?
Definitely. There's recycled content is a big part of it. Just being smarter with the materials that are originally specified, whether they have recycled content or not, is something that is going to last for a long time and doesn't need a lot of maintenance costs.
What about locally sourced materials? Is that important?
It is, and that's where we have an advantage in Cincinnati. We have so many materials that are right here within our arm's reach that we don't have to burden the system by shipping in materials from far.
What do people want in the urban core, and how do you respond to that?
We're glad to hear that.
James, where were you when you got the call that you were going to be on the show
again? Have to look at a different.
I got the call. Actually, I was at home, and
everybody wants
TV
something different. And that's something that when we take that lens to approach a design
producer,
problem,
so
whether it's in the
right
urban core or it's even in the first
or second
ring suburb,
to repeat contestants,
we really try to
understand
the users who are going to be there, the people who will live there, the people who will make a choice, a decision
to
actually plant a flag and live in this neighborhood. We want them to be satisfied with not only the way the kitchen lays out, but what kind of neighborhood experience.
You have to prove yourself.
We're trying to hold.
So they do change up the obstacles
and
from season to season or event to event. You said yourself that you have to change up the obstacles even within your own gym. So tell us about the moment
you
respond
saw the Cincinnati obstacle course for the first time.
When I saw the Cincinnati obstacle course, I'm like, this is
some
great.
Dangers
this is perfect.
That may have been used, some materials that may have been used when they were allowed, asbestos.
At the end of the day, I know that I can.
How do you factor that into
every obstacle? It's just the, you know, the extra.
We did a lot of discovery in the Union Terminal process,
and
we had
cameras.
Done
that
renovation,
that,
and
then,
so working very closely with environmental
and Ben, for you,
I mean, you were people who could do the testing. You were doing parkour and rock climbing and slacklining and all that. But you said you had to do a crash course in ninja training leading up to this. What was it like for you when you saw the real thing? Did you feel prepared and ready?
Over the course of the time in the museums, working there and replacing earlier replacement systems, but there was a lot of asbestos primarily that was caught up in the building envelope that had never been touched, and things like the glazing of the windows and things like that. So where we removed that, we had to go back in and encapsulate. And then I'm not put used back to doing all this that was going to be safer.
All the lighting,
there seemed to be a period in cities, even around here, after the suburbs sort of took hold of retail and housing, that the cities would then try to implement some of that suburban design into their own communities. You'd see more strip malls coming into urban areas, the removal of some historic neighborhoods to make way for that. And now, and this is just purely anecdotal from just driving around, it looks like a lot of suburban development is trying to mimic the design of downtown areas.
I wanted you to talk a little bit about each year. Is it a little bit more difficult, or is it just
looks like it has three levels, even though it doesn't? It's just different,
and that's the thing. We had an
opportunity. Are you finding that as a trend in the industry that suburban development is trying more to mimic the urban style?
I think that's very true.
I think that's accurate. They're trying to create an experience, right? And so what you're trying to do is hold on to people for a longer period of time. Whether that has to do with an afternoon, or it has to do with years that they will continue to rent.
That's no secret. Because he's in the publicity like field, but Drew Lachey job ran the course pulling in Cincinnati. An but also, when you came out, you brought out Andy Dalton with you, the Bengals quarterback. But he didn't run the course. Did you try to talk him into it?
I wanted him to run the course, but he was really supportive.
In the same way that Washington Park or Snail Park.
I imagine that a certain contract has something to say about whether Andy Dalton can jump on the American Ninja Warrior. Whether people really want tiny homes.
So again, this is Cincinnati edition. What's going to happen with WEXU? If you are just joining us,
we are talking to a couple of guys who competed on American Ninja discussion on current trends and modern architecture with Cincinnati tonight on 91.7 WBEX at 8 o'clock. We've got professional slackliner.
Thanks for listening to Cincinnati edition on demand.
Did you know you can have the show delivered the Natty Ninja smartphone every day?
James,
just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati edition, and subscribe.
Keith, this production turned a great conversation with
newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond
One of the things is almost anybody.
You can't tune in it's one of those weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU.
Anybody who trains for it,
this is Cincinnati edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Let's pick up our conversation about current trends in modern architecture in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky.
We're joined today by GBBN. They were the seated crowd on one side, but the standing room only crowd on the other side.
And Steve Kennett.
I was just really stunned by the size of the
join
crowd.
Our conversation at 513-419-7100.
Because the taping went from like 9:30 or so till dawn because it's got to be
dark. Or find
us
on Facebook or Twitter.
But there was a whole second crowd that was ticketed.
I want to talk about housing
at midnight,
trends
plus plenty of people standing around.
And how you
my son went down the second
the
night
viewpoint.
And said the crowds were just
is
as big.
This I mean, tiny home
it was an opportunity
real?
To see
is this something that people
live network,
are looking for?
A live show being live on tape.
A role that architecture firms
and it was also an opportunity.
I think there is. I think people are
fans were
finding ages, opportunities to
very
do
young
more
to very
less.
Old.
And
you know, having recently downsized myself,
moving
moved downtown, we have an apartment
from
downtown.
Your observation,
you need to take care of
was
a lot.
The coordination.
It seemed to go very smooth.
And
I mean, this is like a machine. This is now the 11th season.
I think that is a trend
season.
That people are continuing to
at least
to
I was there from like
I think the question is going to be, again, over time,
and there weren't any stoppages for
technical reasons or equipment failure or 750 square foot apartments will be sustained or sustainable.
Like I said, it's a well-oiled machine.
When millennials have families.
It took them a week to set it up, and then after they set it up, I believe they have testers
what happens
come.
That
I
happen to live in
you
one of those
the
units,
are,
about 700 square feet of studio. First time I've ever lived in a place like that. You see a one-room situation, think, how could I ever do
so
it? And then you do it, you're like, this is great. How would I ever live any other way? And that's kind of what would force the answer to that question is, well, what happens to our family or something? On the show as well, I know you referenced
so what happens to
your earlier
then?
There was eight from his gym?
Just eight alone from the gym.
I think that's
so
the question of resiliency that we're always talking about,
two,
too.
One,
and so if, you
lottery,
if you take an example of a tenement building that was built
I mean,
in
is there
over
a lot
the Rhine,
of,
in
parties
the late 1800s,
plan for tonight, or what's the watching situation?
Literally shared
I think
restrooms
a lot of people were
going to
watch it from home. We
six
had
or eight
actually
people
one
living
of our
in
local competitors
a one or two room apartment.
She's training
that's a whole
a
different aspect of lifestyle
now.
That people aren't but, going to go back to.
Yeah, definitely
but
a real
now
big
when we talk about
the
family formation
and Ben, what about you? Where are you
going to
watch?
how do the buildings that we design now, how will they remain flexible over time so that units or walls can adjust?
That doesn't surprise me at all. I've known you for 11 minutes, and that sounds, I feel like I probably could answer that question for you.
Once every six generations, I think the question now in a lot of the buildings that you're seeing in the urban area, are they going to be adaptable and flexible over time?
Drew Lachey was down there, and he got to run the show. Well, you often meet him in this conversation about him driving the
I'm going to guess, because there's usually always a local celebrity or local empty nesters with that athlete or something that will be on the course. So, yeah, I'm sure. In fact, he's even soliciting photos.
Exactly. So there's younger people without children or just newlyweds sort of situation with babies.
The night before, like many of the people who came to town, your place was packed because they knew to come there to work out.
Yeah, so that's the most ninjas that I've ever been in my gym.
Is there going to be a generation behind the
millennials? Yeah, the night before, everyone's naturally become the next target demo for the big day, this so type of housing that's down here.
There is, but not unlike the Gen X.
Ran through it.
Our generation of ninjas.
Like, is there a special term, like a murder of crows?
I think we need to come up with something.
Yeah. So let's, because we've got to pitch this show to our listeners that this is how you train to become a ninja warrior. So tell us, James, you know, somebody who's just scrappy and out of shape and thinks, you know, one day I'm going to get to the point where I could compete on that show or at least run an obstacle course. So where do they start?
When we talk about the empty nesters, we're referencing them as people who are coming down to Salt Lake in a lifestyle.
Running the mud runs and the obstacle course races you can sign up for and
register.
American Ninja Warrior is a lot different, but you can find your local ninja gyms pretty much everywhere now.
And even higher age coming out with an app called
Ninja Passport.
Is there a certain type of design for
pretty much pinpoint all the ninja gyms across the country? So it's a
I think
really
that has more to do
growing,
with the positioning
you know, sport
of
and,
an individual
like
project. There's all kinds of great partners.
And Ben, you're somebody who did jump into this. You're a pretty young guy, 20 years old, and in shape anyway because you're doing these interesting activities.
Area,
but
there's a lot
what's your advice for somebody who might
suburbs,
want to transition from one type of activity into
those kind of services? The external programming comes there, and they offer fitness classes, and they offer opportunities for people to convene together. I think a lot of those, in a good way, get happen kind of naturally. You know, you have friends who are the same age or in the same age range, and you wind up wanting to live near each other. And sometimes it happens to be inside.
There were a couple things that I loved when I was much younger, and that's ninjas and 98 degrees. So I'm looking forward to tonight's show with all of how you guys do and how Drew Lachey does as well. And just to clarify for me, there's a show tonight.
There's a show tonight, 2 hour, the city auditions, basically.
Of like building off of the assets.
Overall, there was 90 some people. I'm going to guess we're going to see maybe 25 max in the 2 hours.
That you can go to.
And then on
earlier
August, Monday, August 19th, is the city finals.
Fair,
and the people
the
who
city,
come out of that then go
of
to Las Vegas for the final
already
finals.
Successful.
All right, that
and
was
I think
John
as architects,
Sweater,
that's where we try to stay ahead of the curve.
Writer. Also,
and
our thanks to the American Ninja Warrior competitors from our area, James Wilson, the Natty Ninja. And reckless Ben Schneider. Thanks to all of you for coming in and talking to us.
Hey,
thank
you.
Oh, you're
welcome.
And I love listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Slim Dreyer. The technical director is Josh Elstrow. Archives online at WVXU.org. I guess maximize some of the storage space and the